This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
I've been trying Underbrush from Nathan and Sons, and it's not really regular gum. It's remineralizing chewing gum, basically an oral care routine in gum form. You brush in the morning and at night, but after lunch, there's a big gap where most of us do nothing for our teeth. Underbrush is made for that moment. Chew it for 5 to 10 minutes, spit it out, and move on. Or keep chewing it if you like the feel of it. It's made with something called hydroxyapatite. That's the same mineral your enamel is made from, and natural saps like mastic and spruce. So it has a firmer, really satisfying chew. The company is only a few years old, and the team is literally making, packing, and shipping gum every day. So if you want a simple daily upgrade for your teeth, check out Underbrush from Nathan & Sons. Check them out today at nathanandsons.com.
We do this too, we're bringing that fire. Talking real talk, Kentucky's on fire. From bourbon to ball games, we got that flow. On the We Do This Too podcast, yeah, you know. From country roads to the city lights, we bring the heat, man, every night. We do this too, let's make it clear. If you ain't listening, you ain't here.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the We Do This Too Outdoors podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Williamson. And as always, I appreciate every single one of y'all for taking time out of your day to listen, whether you're driving to work, sitting in a deer stand, getting gear ready, mowing grass, working in the garage, or just relaxing around the house. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the family. Around here, we talk about hunting, fishing, faith, life, and everything in between. We keep it real. We celebrate the outdoors. We support each other. We remind the world that every chance we get, that we do belong out here. We do this too. We do belong out here. Before we jump into today's episode, if you haven't already, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you listen to it. Leave a rating if you enjoy the show, because it really does help, you know, more people find me and share with a buddy who loves the outdoors. You know, that's the biggest way this show continues to grow. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who's been rocking with me since day one. Thank you so much. I've been truly blessed these past 3 years. And I just want to say thank you to all my listeners out there. So dealing with a little sinus issues today. I'm rolling solo today. I had a couple cancellations this week due to the holiday and everything, which is fine. You know, be with your family, get their family time in. You know, we had a good July 4th. Me, my son, and my wife just hanging out. I went to a couple of fish fries and everything, and just hung out as a family, you know. And, you know, that's what it takes sometimes, to just get with your family, reset, because everything is just so, you're so busy sometimes. You know, I'm a teacher by trade, but we're in, you know, the summertime, I've got a mowing business. So, you know, I mow a lot of yards during the week, and, you know, sometimes I don't get home till late. So sometimes I'm, you know, miss out on that family time. But I'm making a living for my family. So my wife understands, my son understands, but, you know, I also try to make that time on the weekends for them. You know, if I get home late, you know, I make sure, turn the phone, put the phone down, make sure I spend some time with my son, whether I'm playing PS5 with him or, you know, throwing the football around with them or something like that. So I try to get in that family time, the same with my wife. So, but I'm blessed. And I can't thank the Lord enough for everything he's allowed me to do in my 39, almost 40 years of living on the earth. And I can't wait to see everything that that happens after this. So today's episode is going to be a little different. So like I said, I'm solo today, so no guests, no interviews, no round table, just me. So, and you know, sometimes I think these solo episodes are important because they let you get to know the person behind the microphone a little more. And you know, a lot of people know me from social media. Some know me from YouTube. Others know me from hunting shows, podcasts, or just events. And some people just know me as C. Will. You know, we went to college together, or we met somewhere. We exchanged information or whatever. Some people know me all my life. So, you know, they might see a picture of me holding a deer. They might see a turkey on my shoulder. They see the new bow. They see the new sponsorship announcement. They see a podcast clip, but they don't always see everything that goes into making those moments happen. And honestly, that's what I want to talk about today. So, because if you're listening to this and you've ever felt the life, like life is so busy, like you're always wondering how people juggle everything that they've got going on, and you've question whether you're making progress, this episode is for you, because I've struggled with this before. You know, especially last year, 2024 really hit me when I got hurt at my other job and I couldn't hunt, you know, so I had a lot going on, then. And so today we're just going to talk about that a little bit. And one thing I've learned over the years is that everybody sees the harvest, but very few people see the preparation behind it. And I want to talk about that a little bit too. You know, everybody celebrates success, you know, and we just got done with July 4th, you know, and, you know, two-time World War champions, USA, you know, but nobody talked about the preparation that came behind all that, that made all that possible, you know. And so let's think about hunting for a minute. You know, nobody sees all those mornings you woke up before daylight to scout. Nobody sees you sweating in July, hanging tree stands, putting out cameras, putting out feed, putting out minerals. You know, nobody sees you, you know, all day, every day outside, you know, shooting those arrows in the backyard. You know, nobody sees the missed opportunities that you've had. Nobody sees the hunt where you came home empty handed. But then opening morning comes, you finally connect on that deer you've been chasing for months. You post one picture online and people think that, you know, that's all there is to it. And to be honest, life works the same exact way. Success is usually the smallest part of the story. Preparation is the biggest part. And I think that's something that we all need to remember. Because I'll be honest with you, my schedule has been super crazy lately. You know, I got my mowing business. I got my podcast. I've got my YouTube content. I've got sponsors that trust me to create quality videos. I've got family. I've got church. And somewhere in all of that, I'm trying to get ready for another hunting season. Some days I look at my calendar and honestly wonder how I'm going to get it all done. And then I remind myself that these are blessings. You know, years ago, I would have prayed for opportunities like these. So instead of complaining about being busy, I'm trying to stay thankful that God has opened doors I never thought he would open. That doesn't mean every day is easy. You know, some of these days are hard. These are definitely days when I'm tired. These are the days where I'd rather sit on the couch. Days where editing one more video seems impossible. Days where recording another podcast seems exhausting. But then I remember why I started. I didn't build this brand just for myself. I built it because I wanted, you know, I wanted people who look like me to know they belong in the outdoors. I wanted kids to see someone enjoying hunting, fishing, and conservation and realize they can do it too. That's way bigger than me. That's way bigger than any likes I can get. That's way bigger than any followers. That's way bigger than any views. That's purpose. And purpose has a way of giving you energy when motivation runs out. So if you're listening today and you're chasing something that matters, whether it's starting a business, becoming a better hunter, raising a family, growing in your faith, or simply trying to become a better version of yourself, just don't quit because it's hard. Hard doesn't mean you're on the wrong path. Sometimes hard is proof that you're growing. My father used to tell me that all the time. And I did not understand that. You know, and that mindset I'm trying to carry into the hunting season and into every area of my life. That's been a hard part, but it's the older I get, the more I understand what my dad was trying to tell me all those years. I'm not chasing perfection. I'm chasing consistency, you know, because consistency beats motivation every single time. And, you know, it's funny how, you know, how the closer we get to deer season, the more my mind starts to shift. You know, I could be sitting at work, you know, mowing a yard, driving down the road, even laying in my bed at night and catch myself thinking about, you know, deer season or hunting season. You know, dove season will be here before we know it. Archery season will be here before we know it. And I start wondering what's changed since last year. You know, I think about the bucks I've had on camera. I think about stand locations. I'm thinking about wind directions, food sources, and what I might need to tweak to give myself the best chance of success. You know, I'm always thinking about that. And I know I'm not the only one. If you're listening to this, chances are you've already started making those same mental checklists. You know, do I need new broadheads? Have I shot my bow enough? Are my trail cameras where they need to be? Did I replace the batteries? Is my hunting pack organized? You know, it's funny because every year we tell ourselves we're going to be completely ready well before opening day. Then somehow opening day gets here. And we're still scrambling to find, you know, a release, looking for my gloves and realizing we forgot to wash our hunting clothes. Like, I know you've been there more than once because I have, you know. And one thing I've learned is confidence in opening day starts months and months before opening day starts. So it's built every time you shoot your bow, every time you scout, every time you hang a stand. Every time you learn something about the property you're hunting, you know, the work you're putting in today is building confidence for tomorrow. And I can't stress that enough. And, you know, for me, trail cameras are a huge part of the preparation. I love checking pictures. You know, when my phone goes off and I open up that Moultrie app, not because I expect every picture to be a huge buck, but it's every picture tells a story, if that makes sense. You know, maybe a buck only showed up once. Maybe he disappeared for 2 weeks. Maybe he's moved to a different side of the farm. Maybe another mature buck showed up and that changes your entire game plan. The more information you gather, the smarter that you can hunt. But here's something I had to remind myself over the years as well. Don't become so dependent to trail camera pictures. Just because a deer shows up at 2:15 in the morning doesn't mean he won't make it back at daylight. Deer change, food changes, pressure changes, weather changes, and the rut changes everything. Whether your rut is, you know, the second week of November like ours is in Kentucky, or whether it's in January, like Mississippi, I do believe. You know, sometimes we just put too much faith in pictures and not enough faith in our woodsmanship. And that's something I've been trying to improve every single year too. And another thing I've been focused on is, you know, shooting my bow with purpose. You know, it's easy to shoot 20 arrows and say, all right, I'm good. But hunting isn't perfect. You know, I get buck fever real bad, and everybody that's ever hunted with me knows this. My best friend Holden knows this big time, you know, that I get hunting fever or buck fever real bad. You know, your heart's pounding, your knees are shaking, you know, sometimes you're twisting around a tree sometimes, and sometimes it's a 20 degrees and you're wearing five layers of clothes. Sometimes it's raining. That's why I like practicing from different positions and distances. You know, I want the shot to feel familiar no matter what situation I'm in. And sometimes it's hard to recreate that because your blood's going, you know, that adrenaline's in you. But, you know, I try my best to put myself in those situations. Because when that opportunity finally comes, I don't want to be thinking about mechanics. I want muscle memory to just take over and me make that shot and harvest that animal as efficiently and, you know, quick as possible. And another thing I've learned over the years is not to get caught up in chasing somebody else's season. You know, social media has a way of making you feel like everybody else is tagging out while you're sitting there wondering if you'll ever see a deer. You know, don't fall into that trap. You know, and that's what happened to me in 2024 when I had my concussion. I was sitting there, couldn't hunt, and I was sitting there watching Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, seeing everybody just harvesting all these deer. And I'm just like, man, I wish I was out there, you know, and I wish I was. But it just had me thinking about the next season. Like, am I going to see deer? Am I going to see another deer? Do I need to, you know, change spots? It just had me thinking too much. So here's what I tell you. Somebody else's success does not take away from yours. Hunt your season. Enjoy your journey. Celebrate your victories, no matter how big or small they are. You know, I've shot deer and don't score anywhere close to what people chase, but I can promise you, you know, they meant just as much to me as anything. You know, at the end of the day, hunting isn't about impressing strangers on the internet. It's about the memories. It's about the challenge. It's about being outside. It's about thanking God for another sunrise and another opportunity. You know, those are the things that keep bringing me back every fall. And honestly, those are things I hope never change, you know. And I'm going to shift gears for a second, and I want to get a little more personal, you know. One question I get asked all the time is, see, Will, how do you do it all? Whether it's, you know, mowing, podcast, you know, making videos for sponsors, this. And the truth is, I don't have it all figured out. And I don't have some magical schedule where everything goes perfectly, you know, goes perfect every single day. You know, there are days where I feel like I'm winning. And there are days where I feel like I'm just trying to keep my head above water. But I've learned something over the years that my father also, you know, taught me as well, or tried to teach me, you know, growing up. Life isn't about having everything perfectly balanced. It's about knowing what matters most and giving your best to those things. You know, for those of you that may not know, you know, like I said earlier, I work full-time in education. You know, that's where I spend most of my weekdays. We're off right now in the summer, but it's rewarding, but it's also demanding. You know, every day is different. Every day brings a new challenge. And then when the workday ends, another job starts. I've got my mowing business. You know, there are yards to cut. I got equipment to maintain, trailers to hook up, fuel to buy, blades to sharpen. And I've got customers depending on me to show up when I say I'm going to show up. Then after that, there's the podcast. You know, I got to find guests, schedule interviews, research topics that we're going to talk about, you know, recording. I got editing, posting clips, answering messages, you know, working with my sponsors, trying to create content that actually helps people instead of just filling up someone's social media feed. you know, people see an hour long podcast. They don't see the 4 or 5 hours that went into creating that one episode. You see that 30-second reel. You don't see the editing that comes behind that. They don't see the camera batteries that die. They don't see the audio issues. They don't see the recording and intro 3 or 4 times because you stumbled over your words, which I do a lot. That's the part nobody talks about. But here's the thing. I'm not complaining about it. Just telling you, I'm just being real with y'all. Because every one of those responsibilities represents a blessing that God has trusted me with. And I'm going to say that again. Every one of those responsibilities represents a blessing that God has trusted me with. You know, years ago, I would have loved to have those opportunities. So instead of me looking at them as burdens, I'm trying to look at them as assignments. You know, God has given me these opportunities for a reason. You know, it's my job to steward them as well. That doesn't mean I won't get tired. It doesn't mean I won't have frustrating days, but it does mean I'm going to keep showing up. You know, one thing I realize is that consistency will take you places that talent alone never will. You know, you just got to be consistent. You know, there are people who are way more talented than me, but they're, you know, there are people with better cameras than me, you know, people that are better at editing than me, the people that make more money, people have more followers, people that have more connections. But none of that matters if they quit. The person who keeps showing up has a chance. That's something that I'll tell myself every day. Just keep showing up. You know, maybe today's podcast won't be my best. I'll record it anyway. Maybe today's YouTube videos won't get thousands and thousands of views. Post it anyway. Maybe this week's social media content won't go viral. Share it anyway. Because you never know which piece of content is going to reach the person who needs it most. You know, I've had people stop me at outdoor shows and, you know, restaurants and church and even stores just to tell me they enjoy my podcast. And every single time that happens, it reminds me of why I started. It's not about chasing numbers. It's about making an impact. If one episode encourages one hunter, if one conversation inspires one kid to get outside, if one person decides to try hunting because they heard something on this podcast, then I call that a successful day. And speaking of kids, you know, I think that's something we need more of in the outdoors. You know, we need to invest in the next generation. Not with just words, but with our time. You know, take a kid fishing, take a kid squirrel hunting, teach them firearm safety, teach them conservation, teach them to respect the land, teach them that harvesting an animal comes with responsibility. Those lessons last far longer than any social media trend ever will. Now, let me say this, because somebody listening probably needs to hear it. Stop comparing your chapter 2 to somebody else's chapter 20. And let me say that again for the folks in the back. Stop comparing your chapter 2 to somebody else's chapter 20. You just might be getting started. Somebody else might have been in the game for a long time. You're just starting on chapter 2. They're starting on chapter 20. Stop trying to be like them. Run your race. Do what you do. Eventually, you'll get to chapter 20. And then when you're at chapter 20, hopefully you'll be helping somebody else get to their chapter 2. You know, social media has made, you know, comparisons like way too easy. You know, you scroll for 5 minutes. Looks like everybody has bigger trucks, nicer trucks, newer bows, better equipment, you know, and this perfect life that you want. But remember this, you're just seeing their highlight reel. You're not seeing the setbacks. You're not seeing the failures. You're not seeing the nights they question themselves. Why am I doing this? You're not seeing the sacrifices they made. Comparison is one of the quickest ways to steal your joy. Instead of worrying about what somebody else has, focus on maximizing what God has placed in your hands at that moment. I'm going to say that again. Focus on maximizing what God has placed in your hands at that moment. whether that's 5 acres or 500 acres, whether that's a brand new bow or one you've hunted with for 10 years, whether that's a brand new truck or the one with 245,000 miles, you know, just be thankful, because gratitude changes your perspective. I've learned that some of the greatest memories in the outdoors had nothing to do with harvesting an animal. Some of my favorite memories sitting, you know, around a campfire with my friends, or watching my dad work the rabbit dogs, and, you know, me harvesting my first deer with a bow for the first time, you know, watching the sun come up, hearing those turkeys gobble before daylight. You know, watching a deer in the field, even when I never got a shot, you know, those memories remind me of why I fell in love with hunting in the first place. The harvest, you know, is incredible. But the experience is what keeps me coming back. And if we lose sight of that, we've missed the point. And as I get older, you know, I'm realizing success isn't just measured by what hangs on the wall. It's measured by the memories you make, the people you influence, the legacy that you leave behind. That's the kind of hunter and that's the kind of man I want to become. So not someone remembered because of the biggest buck they killed, you know, but someone remembered because they encouraged people. You know, they welcomed people into the outdoors. They treated others with respect, and they gave God the glory through it all. If I can do that, I believe I've accomplished something far, far bigger than filling a tag. So I know this one was a little bit different today, but like I said, this is something that's been on my heart for a little while. And anytime I get something on my heart and I feel like I need to get out, you know, I'm going to do solos. I'm going to do a lot of these solos podcasts. I like doing them, you know, because somebody out there might be struggling with something they might need to hear. But, you know, make sure you share this with somebody who might need to hear this. You know, take somebody hunting, take a kid hunting, take an adult hunting, you know, just introduce somebody new to the sport. And that's how we're going to keep this thing rolling. So if that's all, I appreciate everybody rocking with me from day one. And as always, big game, small game, all game. We do this too.